Is there anybody else who would like to intervene at this stage? I don't see anybody. With your indulgence, Mr. President, I would like to just contribute to today's important debate with a commitment. Let's do what I'm preaching. And I hope that my colleagues from the UN system will not only forgive me, but support me. The commitment that we can make the United Nations here today is victim assistance, which had become, which had gained a priority, significant priority level in our work in the past 5-6 years, will gain an additional level of priority as of today. It will translate into additional emphasis put on that issue and all its aspects it covers in the next United Nations Mine Action Strategy. All of us in the United Nations system have a responsibility and actually the tools to contribute to progress in that field. We will mainstream, which is a word I don't really like, but we will make sure that this issue is not forgotten in the various fora that are tackling peace and security issues, humanitarian issues, human rights issues, economic and development issues. And I would dare say it is maybe time that we remember again to act outside the Mine Action bubble and bring that issue outside the Mine Action conference rooms that we are familiar with in the comfortable setting of Switzerland or otherwise. So that is what we can do. I will add another one. Somebody here on the panel today mentioned that it is important for all Mine Action actors to actually contribute to the outreach. And I would say, and I would appeal to those representatives of NGOs, commercial companies, acting in affected countries on activities, Mine Action, that is not victim assistance, to remember that Mine Action is 5 pillars, and that pillar, they can actually also talk about it, even if they are not carrying out funded programs that are not victim assistance. And I think that with the support of the ICBL, and I know that their representatives there have their heart in the right place, we can actually engage them, those who are not victim assistance NGOs, to also talk about that issue. And last and not least, as en masse, I can commit here to ensuring that this item is put on the agendas of the Mine Action Support Group, where we, the UN, try to align the support of the donors with the beneficiaries, as you said, or the needs of affected countries. So these are very clear commitments that at this stage the United Nations system can announce and that we will report to you about, not only in the Secretary General's reports to the General Assembly, but also in our implementation of the strategy. So now I would say that we are showing the example. I would count on you, high contracted parties and others, to take up the torch and to show that, yes, Mine Action is an important issue outside the Mine Action fora we contribute to here in Geneva. And in this connection, allow me, on behalf of the United Nations, my Secretary General and others, to congratulate those newly elected members of the Security Council. And I would like to inform you, if you do not know already, that South Africa has been elected for the African Group, that Indonesia has been elected for the Asia-Pacific Group, that the Dominican Republic has been elected for the first time ever in the Security Council for the group of Latin American and Caribbean states, and that for the Western European and other group, Germany and Belgium will be full-fledged member, non-permanent members of the Security Council as of 2019. And I would like us to, one, congratulate them for the efforts they have put in their election, and also count on them to make sure that this issue is also reflected in the various debates that they will have in the August Assembly that the Security Council represents. Mr. President, President-designate, I do hope that this panel has fulfilled your expectations and that you're satisfied with it. As the chair, I would like to thank you for inviting en masse to moderate this discussion, and I would like to give you back the responsibility of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. President.